Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Got 22s this weekend, February 22nd, 23rd, Arcade Gun Show in Lebanon, Missouri. Lebanon, L-E-B-A-N-O-N, pronounced Lebanon in Missouri speak. And so if you'd like to go, I suggest you consider topping off those supplies that you might need. I think things are getting worse, and we are doing that. Captain John Reagan is with us. He is in Texas. And Bob in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan. Bobby there?
Bob.
Hey, Bob. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I saw a call, and he's not calling for us. So, Captain John Reagan, please continue.
Well, there's several, there's lots of cycles out there. One is called the Gleisberg cycle. It lasts almost 90 years. And if you were born before 1958, you were born in the last Gleisberg cycle. The end of the cycle that we're in will be in 2046. And it's expected to be the fall, and Doug Voigt thinks that that the Bible has October 16th encoded in it, but he doesn't insist that that's going to be the date, but he will say that it will be sometime between September and December of 2046. And if you go and research, you know, the weird activity the sun was doing in December of 1957, that's just a normal Gleisberg cycle. Now, every 136 Gleisberg cycles, which is where the 12,068 years comes from, the sun basically cleanses itself. It's, you know, everything that's, you know, collected on the surface gets thrown off. And trying to put hours into minutes is fun. Have you ever wondered why the planets rotate? You know, what made them start to rotate and go that direction and everything? Well, when you start looking at cosmology, and I did not include that playlist, but that's also on the Suspicious Observer site. We live in an electromagnetic and plasma universe, and we have electromagnetic connections to our sun, and of course, you know, the way our polarity is right now, that's getting ready to be changed sometime in our future. It's been changing faster than most scientists thought it possibly could in the amount of time that this has been going on. Well, when these mechanisms change, I guess the biggest example I could give, now, that at least applies to people in our generation when we had stuff to play with. You might have had some kind of toy that had a motor, and you decided to see what would happen if you change the polarity of the battery and it rotates the other way. That's basically what happens with planets. When the polarity gets changed, you now, well, first off, the Earth has to slow down and stop, which takes at least a few days, if not a few weeks. You'd see the days getting longer, 25, 26, 27 hours. And then the Earth would stop, and it would stay in that way for about 8 hours while the sun is going through this nova event. So that side that's facing the sun gets baked. I mean, it's not pleasant, and if you're not underground, you're probably not going to survive. Well, then it starts rotating the other way so that, the sun will rise in the west and set in the east. About 17 hours after that event where it stops and starts going back, the ejecta from the sun arrives and just smatters the other side of the Earth. It's not exactly opposite. It's probably, a fraction, maybe a third off from that. And again, if you're not underground for that part, probably not going to survive. And one of the leftovers for evidence on that, there's these glass beads that are left. And they look a lot like the volcanic glass beads, but you can see from the photos the difference, and you'd be able to tell yourself, if you see them again. Well, they also found these on the rocks brought back from the moon. In fact, that was probably the whole reason that the space program was created, is what we could find evidence-wise, because it's probably like the 1940s at least that the government's been aware of this. It's been highly, highly classified. In fact, there's a book written in the 60s, The Adam and Eve Story, that the CIA classified, and you can see when they, the FOIA request was done, that a highly redacted portion of the book was released, and it all gets back to this catastrophe cycle. And I even wondered if I should talk about this. It's that serious, because it's so difficult to get around now for people like us. We might not even live long enough for that, but for younger people, this could cause all kinds of ramifications for your life, depression, suicide. So I don't know how to put a happy face on this one, except that, humans did survive the last one. At the end of the last ice age, it was estimated there was only 30 viable women around to restart the population. So good chance it's not the end of humanity, but it's definitely a really, really bad event that most people will not be able to go through. And to get back to the Appalachian sediment, this time when it stops, the oceans keep on going. And this time it's going to go from west to east. So the Pacific is going to go across America. The Atlantic's going to go across Europe. Well, when it was the other way, when the sun was rising in the west and setting in the east and the Earth stopped and then went the other way, it was the Atlantic that went over the United States. Well, what's one of the first things the Atlantic is going to come across? It's the Appalachian Mountains. And it carried that sediment all the way to the southwest and confounds geologists today. And what does that have to do with the frozen mammoths in Siberia? Well, when that first blast hits, it heats up that side of the Earth and does some nasty things with the oceans. And then when the yeah, blast hits with all that impact, it sets up a big imbalance in our atmosphere, and it simply Boyle's law. And as it comes to equalize, and then this time 12,000 years ago when the mammoths were frozen, that is the direct cause. It was such a big difference in pressure that they were flash frozen. So that is the connection between the frozen mammoths and the sediment from the East Coast that's now in our Southwest. Vincent?
John, do you think that might explain why I have a piece of coprolite here at the farm? And Class, if you haven't heard the term coprolite, it's dinosaur poop. And this piece of dinosaur poop is, if you were to hold it, you'd need two hands to hold it. And it's multicolored, red on the inside where it's cracked. So it looks like partially digested flesh that a dinosaur was digesting. And it was found in the Southwest, literally. Do you think that might explain that, Captain John Reagan?
Yeah, and it explains so many things, like problems with, using carbon dating. Because the people that work with carbon dating assume that this is what the Earth started with, there's been no changes, and this is how that cycle goes out. Well, when this ejecta comes from the sun, it's got its own new set of carbon isotopes. And that's why they're confused, because, okay, we've dated this strata, it's this old, and the strata above that is older. How did that happen? It's not that it's older, it's that the isotopes changed.
Very well said.
And thinking about, just driving the country when I was young, especially going from, Texas to Missouri, and you're seeing all these formations where they, went through, the tops of hills or mountains, and you're seeing how, the crust is folded and different layers and everything, and you wonder, how the heck did that happen? Well, duh. It was probably the sun.
Yeah. I'm trying to put this in perspective with the coronavirus. Coronavirus is no big deal compared to what you're talking about. That's just a little glitch.
But it is more imminent.
Right.
But it is far less deadly unless you're one of the unfortunate ones. And let's go ahead and switch over to the coronavirus. And I guess we'll pick that up on the other side of the break.
Yeah. Captain John Reagan's with us at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And if you'd like to go to his website, the links are there. And you can click on them and read more about today's class yourself. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan is with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. Captain John, in the beginning of the broadcast, I believe you mentioned that 75% of Americans don't think we have a problem with the virus in the United States. Please continue.
Yeah, I'm working, trying to get us self-quarantined. That process is going very slow. I'm quite concerned myself because what we're seeing is if you're older, over 50 and especially over 60 years old, and you're not in the best of health, which includes me, the mortality rate on this could be over 90%. And even if that's really overstating it, it's probably in the neighborhood of 50% if it's below, you know, and we'll cover that 90% number in a minute. And, you know, 50% is basically a coin flip, and I don't like those odds when it's life and death. So if I get infected with this virus, I might not make my birthday in April. That's how serious this is. Now, one of the reasons we have a problem, besides people just having dumb faith in government, is as humans, we think linearly, straight line type stuff. And this virus is geometrical. And we You know, maybe there's a few brains on Earth that can internalize that. But even as good as I am in math, I can't. I have to, you know, build a model, look at the numbers, and unfortunately that model is showing it still, you know, progressing at an awesome rate. You know, viruses can and do change, but unless this virus changes quickly for the better, it could change quickly for the worse too, but unless it changes quickly for the better, the ramifications, and I've just got a few of them, you know, are, you know, unbelievable, really. I included a YouTube out of Chris Martinson's Crash Course, and I entitled the link, Why We Can't See It Coming. And Chris has, from time to time, taken various stadiums, you know, whether it be football or baseball, and, you know, say you were, you know, handcuffed to the top row of seats in the stadium, and this was, the stadium was watertight, and you had this magic water that doubles every minute. So if you take and put one drop of water down on the field, a minute later you got two drops, a minute later after that four drops, and you're sitting there in the top row, how long do you have to get out of there? And in this example that he was giving there, the stadium would be full. If you were handcuffed at noon, the stadium would be full at 12:50. And that's just doubling once a minute. Now, at what point do you become concerned? You know, it turns out that 5 minutes before the stadium's full, only the field is covered with water. It's those last few cycles, in this case seconds, or excuse me, minutes, that you see the problem. And with this virus, there was a paper came out of China pretty early that said the R-naught for this virus was 4.08. The R-value says how many people does a newly infected person infect. So what they were saying is a new infection, that person will infect four more people. And that is now looking like that was an understatement. I built a model on that, and basically walk through, you know, the 17.
Let's walk through it when we come. Let's walk through it when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs said well over a week ago that she believed it was around 12 to 14 or not. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And, you know, and if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
Twitter today is hot.
Twitter,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. We're talking about R-naught. That is the rate at which the coronavirus is infectious. Please continue, Captain John.
And put that in perspective, measles has an R-naught of 14, but it's not near as deadly. The seasonal flu has an R-naught of 1.28. So that basically means for every four persons that get infected with the flu, those four persons will infect five people. So So it doesn't spread near as much as the coronavirus. And some of the more recent studies have suggested that the R-naught is more in the 6 to 8 range. And that's kind of what I'm seeing from the reports that are coming outside of China. But basically, all of our numbers are wrong. And we'll never know what the true numbers are, because what's happening is, and you know, I guess back up again, this virus is not going to depopulate the world. It can put a dent in it, but most people are going to be fine, like I say, unless you have underlying health conditions. If you're under 50, you know, you still have some deaths, but you know, most people, well, they're saying about 82% of people that catch it will have a mild infection, and it may be so mild that they don't even know that they are infected, which is, again, scary, because that means they're running around infecting other people. And going back to the model, just using the 4 for the R-naught and using 1 week for the cycle, which appears to be pretty close from date of infection until you show symptoms, that's kind of what I'm using as a cycle. And then for 3 weeks there, that has worked pretty well. Going at that rate, I used a start date of December 10th. At that point, it only takes 17 cycles to infect everybody that could be infected. Based on this model, that would be like the 7th of April. Now, if the R-naught's higher, which it appears to be, that means that we'd reach that before. Now, you know, life doesn't work just strictly based on, you know, numbers. As you get towards the end there, where you're infecting, you know, millions and, you know, even billions more, it gets difficult for a newly infected person to find a person that hasn't been infected. So you can't infect an infected person, therefore it could take longer to saturate everybody that's going to get it. They also say that the rate of infection for this is about 83%, meaning that if you expose 100 people, 83% or 83 would get infected. So that basically gives you a maximum number of cases for the world of about 6.5 billion. And then it comes down to what is the mortality rate on that, which is, again, very difficult to determine. If it ends up being 6%, that turns into close to 400 million deaths, which would be 5% of the world population. Even if it's down, this one study suggested 2.3%, and even if that is true, that makes it 23 times more deadly than the seasonal flu, which has already claimed 10,000 in the United States this year. So it's really a nasty thing. There's only a couple of ways of protecting yourself. One is with protective gear, and a lot of that's already gone, and as more of it gets produced, it's going to go to, you know, medical and police and fire and people like that. The only other way is to self-quarantine, and even that is quite difficult to do. You know, if you're in an apartment like we are, you've got very close neighbors, and you know, it appears that this can go aerosolized and get to other apartments. And there's other problems with self-quarantining. One, you might have to go to work. You can't work from home, and so you don't have the money to do so. You would need to stock up, I'd say, at least 2 or 3 months of food. And the good news is it doesn't have to be expensive freeze-dried survival food. It can just be, you know, ordinary food that, you know, works on the shelf or you can put in the freezer, you know, and just to get through the bad part of this. And let me get back to if you want to try and keep track, I've got a link called Timeline. And if you scroll down below the bar chart, there's a table and there's a column called D divided by D plus R. And they don't really describe that, but basically that's death divided by deaths plus recovery. And as this thing plays out, that becomes deaths divided by, you know, everybody that was infected. And today, actually, it's yesterday, 220, that has come down to 10.9%. It was 11.6 the day before, 12.2 the day before that. But the rate of that going down is slowing, and if you have any calculus and no limits, you know, this will come down, whether that's 8%, 6%, 5%, 2%. We don't know, but that's a way you can look at it. I've got a news on fatality rates there. This came out of where China had done a press conference, and somebody took that information and backed it into numbers. Basically, for every 100 people, 82% are mild, and he assumes 100% recovery on that. China said that of the serious people, 6 recovered, and of the critical, 1% recovered. So if that's what the true rates are, he does the math, and it doesn't really matter much if it's serious or critical. Either way, it's still over 90%, but after doing the math, you end up with almost 83% that recover, which means 17 do not, suggesting a 17%. And we're just not going to know. And even with China, first off, we're not very good at diagnosing or confirming what is a case. If you use the test kits, you're not testing a lot of people, especially if they're mild cases. And even when you do test, we found out there, I got the link, test kits fail, that we've got 50 to 70% of test kits are giving false negatives. That means the people have the virus, but the test kit is saying, no, you don't. And I got so frustrated last night. I was watching Chris Martinson's update. He does one pretty much every day. And it contrasted the information coming out of Singapore, which is fantastic. You know, tells you how many cases, their age range, the recovery rate. And then you get over to the United States, and especially in Florida, oh, we're sorry, it's a secret. And he even pulled up the law that they were trying to use, and the law specifically states, if it's an infectious disease, that's an exception to the privacy. But they, and even beyond that, the last I saw, the United States only has 200 test kits in a country of over 300 million. So if you don't get the test, you don't have a case. And voila, we're just fine. Africa didn't even get test kits in the continent until February 7th. You know, Iran was surprised when they had two deaths from it and didn't have any cases reported. The reason there's no cases is we don't have test kits or test kits that work. And you know, you're, like I say, you're not even testing the mild cases. These test kits only test for the virus. They don't have a test kit to test for antibodies, which would be a whole lot more helpful if we had them. And if I don't hurry up and switch over to implications of this, we are going to run out of time. Do you have a comment before we get down to those?
Yeah, I really wanted to make sure we covered that today. Supply chain ramifications and other ramifications. Please do that.
But there's people now realizing, even in the mainstream, that, we got a supply chain problem. And that's even going to take a while to ramp up. But, oh, my gosh, the economic part of this, they're going to tell you, we're going to have a V-shaped recovery, kind of like when we have a big snowstorm in the Northeast and it cuts out a lot of the transactions for a month. Well, once the snow goes away or the ice goes away, people buy what they were going to buy. That's not necessarily going to happen for a lot of reasons, especially, if like I said, if we have a 6% case fatality rate, 5% of the world's population, here in the United States, our GDP, they say, is driven 70% by personal consumption. Well, I don't think those dead people are going to come back and buy anything more. So talk about, like a 3.5% hit to GDP. That's permanent.
John, when we come back, can you talk about some of the things that are disappearing? I mean, I can certainly mention automotive and engine and transmission parts are starting to show up in the supply chain disruptions right now from China. And these are showstoppers. They really are. Can you add to that when we come back?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, China manufactures ball bearings, communications equipment, and computers, and thousands of other items. And very simply put, you're not going to buy anything without bearings, computer equipment, and communications equipment. Nothing. You're not getting anything without just those three things. Captain John, please continue.
Yeah, I'm going to cover some things here that people aren't talking about yet. People are starting to understand supply chain, but to try and get that back, some of those people that die are in positions where they're the only person that knows how to do that. And that company may or may not ever get somebody that can replace what that person does. While you have this extended shutdown, the people might be able to apply for unemployment benefits, but this is, millions of more people than, what's in the kitty there. So whether or not governments will be able to come up with the money for that, even if you can apply online and they still have people working from home, you may not have any income. If you do get sick in the serious or critical range, think about the hospital expenses. It's like two-thirds of people don't have enough cash to cover a $500 expense. How much, even if you have insurance, does it cost for a week in the hospital? And if you're one of these cases that we end up dying, it's not uncommon that you've spent 3 or 4 weeks in the hospital now that your family has to not only take care of that, but now there's funeral expenses. A cremation is like $6,000 to $7,000. Funerals are like $7,000 to $12,000. And, what do you do? Just sit up grandma on the porch and wait till you got money? That's going to be bad. People are not even talking about the political part of this. This is an election year. Print out your constitution. Highlight the parts on, choosing the president and, other members and secession. I mean, we could end up with an election where none of the current, wannabe candidates are alive. you know, but we're getting ready to have, you know, the primaries. You know, people may select that, and even if they're still alive by time the conventions happen this summer, they might not still be alive by time November gets here. A lot of those government people that we've been wanting to get rid of, especially whether it's you know, Congress or Supreme Court, they're that age, you know, over 50. Some of them are not in good health. They catch the virus. They may not be there. You know, what happens if we get a second wave of this in November? You know, are you going to want to go to the the poll and you know, put your finger on a touchscreen voting machine that can harbor a virus for several days? I don't think so. You know, if we were serious, we would. And the sad thing is, and didn't get to cover it, even with the actions China's taking, they had an R naught of over 2, which is, you know, still much worse than the seasonal flu. We're getting ready to have Mardi Gras next week. Think of how much is going to get spread at that time, because we're not shutting down Mardi Gras. There's too much money to be made. People are still going to work, going to church, going grocery shopping. I mean, this is just kind of like the second level impacts that, you know, I imagine these will start getting talked about first. You know, Dr. Sheely has, you know, given his recommendations on what to take. You know, C and D especially are critical. You know, this is a lower respiratory problem. Make sure when you do your C, you take it multiple times a day. You know, it's like if you do like 500 milligrams six times a day, and I wouldn't wake up to take it, but if you happen to be up and it's been 3 hours since you had one, yeah, go ahead and take one. Follow his recommendations on vitamin D. And again, when you take vitamin D3 orally, you also need to take vitamin K2 or you end up with calcium in the wrong place. And, you see my show notes. You know, what we covered the first hour is about a third of the page, and I'm trying to fit two-thirds of the page in the last half hour.
John, let me know anytime you want to come back.
Okay, and like I say, I'm going to be spending a lot of my time trying to get ourselves into self-quarantine, and boy.
Captain John, the Finelli family is restricting all travel. We've gotten communiques from people saying, I'd love to come on over. The answer is no. Nope. Not coming over. That's how serious we think it is. You know, is it antisocial? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And if it's offensive to anybody, well, more we're trimming out of our circle. It's as simple as that. If people are offended by us protecting ourselves, well, too bad. Captain John, thank you so much for being with us today and all the research you do and sharing that with our class.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.